Costa Rica is famous for its coffee. In fact, it used to be the country's number one export. Over 100,000 tons of coffee are produced each year. The Doca Coffee Estate, located along the fertile slopes of the Poás volcano, has been growing and roasting coffee for three generations. Mauricio Morales is a coffee guide at the estate.
Okay, well, basically, we plant a coffee bean, then 4 years later, we get the first harvest. Begins on October, finish on March, then blooming season, March to May, May to October, fruits are ripening, and then October to March, harvest season again. It's like a cycle for 25 years.
And how are the beans picked?
Picked by hand, only the ripe cherries. So coffee fruit is ripe when it's red. In Costa Rica, pickers aren't paid by days or weeks or hours. No, they are paid by cajuelas. One cajuela is around 29 pounds or 13 kilograms. And for one cajuela, we pay them around $2 or 1,000 colones. Most of the pickers comes from Nicaragua, like 80%. 10% from Panama, 10% all these local people. Okay, they come here and pick coffee, earn some money, and then they back to Nicaragua. Okay, every year, well, it's the same process. When they are working for us, a company gives them a house, free house with free electricity, free water to stay during the harvest season.
So once the cherries themselves have been picked, then what happens to them next?
Okay, after picked, well, coffee will be peeled and then will be fermented, will be dried, and finally will be roasted. So whole process takes around 4 months.
And how are they sorted in the beginning? Because obviously you've got different sizes of beans and so on as well. So how do you sort them and peel them? What's that process?
Coffee is separated by size. Yeah, well, the biggest bean will be the premium quality. Medium size, well, second, and the smallest beans, third quality. Yeah. In this company, basically 80% is premium, 5% second, and 10% well, is low grade.
And how are they peeled?
They use machines. It is a particular name, chancadoras. These machines, by friction, remove the peel. And then, well, one side, we get just the peel and other side just the bean. And then these beans are separated.
And what happens to the peel that you've taken off?
This peel is reused as a compost in the coffee plantations. So the idea is reuse all the things that we produce.
And when they've been peeled, there's kind of a slime around the bean. So how do you get rid of that?
The slime is, well, is the natural sugars. This sugar is removed by natural fermentation. It's because if we roast our coffee with these sugars, well, coffee beans burn and it could be waste. Some people make like moonshine coffee liqueur with this sugar.
And then how is it dried?
Dried by sun. Drying process takes around 5 days. It's better because coffee beans have natural oils. Okay, and these oils are concentrated, all the properties. Coffee is a good antioxidant, prevents Alzheimer's, it's good for our heart. When it's dried by sun, we keep these oils, but when it's dried in the ovens, we lose, because in the ovens we use high temperature, short time, so it's not good for coffee quality. After dried, coffee is saved in a storage room for 3 months to be aged, because coffee beans are like wine. Okay, and this process will coffee improve the properties, nutrients, flavors, quality. 3 months is enough. Well, coffee could be saved until 1 year, but 3 months is good, is enough.
And then how is it roasted? And what's the difference in the different roasts?
We have 4 different kinds of roast. For example, to get European roast, we roast our coffee 15 minutes, French roast 17, Pivari 17, Espresso Italiano, 20 minutes. As long as it's roasted, we're going to get a stronger coffee.
Now, I understand that you only grow Arabica beans in Costa Rica. Why is that?
Arabica, well, is considered the best coffee in the world. It has a good flavor, good size, and also is the most resistant coffee against the disease. And that's why, since 1989, Costa Rica government decided just produce Arabica. Here is by law. Okay, the idea is compete in the coffee market, in the world, in quality, instead of quantity, because Costa Rica is a small country.
That's Mauricio Morales from the Doca Coffee Estate in Costa Rica. For more information, see docaestate.com.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.